listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by our friend and one of our favorite guests here at Secure Freedom Radio, Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, a blogger par excellence and best-selling author with her books Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana, welcome back. It's good to have you as always.
Thank you, Frank. Great to be with you.
We're very impressed, as always, Diana, by your output. And you kind of are a free-range intellect at dianawest.net, and you're covering a number of issues that are very near and dear to our hearts. Let's start with sort of an update on the Hijra, this phenomenon of Muslim immigration, migration, invasion, colonization, call it what you will, notably in the context of Europe. Talk about what Angela Merkel has wrought and what it's translating into, both for her native Germany and other nations of Europe as well.
I always liked the late Arianna Fallaci's characterization of the reverse conquista to describe what was going on in Europe. And she's been gone a long time now. So what we're looking at is, of course, not simply the creation of Angela Merkel. I think we're looking at a new phase in which Angela Merkel is certainly the leading power in Europe. We are looking at a reconquista. We are looking at the colonization. These are all words that describe what the elites and the power brokers of Europe have long denied and have long suppressed. And indeed, this absolutely horrendous events of New Year's Eve, which is known in German parts as Sylvester and is being referred to as Black Sylvester, a night of terror.
That you're talking about specifically Cologne, the main square there, which you've compared to Tahrir Square in Cairo, which was at one point a scene of rapes.
Sexual predation, attacks on women. This is a key vector of jihad. It's something that is repeated in going back to the very beginning of Muhammad's wars against his various victim.
Diana West is our guest. You can find her writings, which are copious and brilliant, at dianawest.net. Also check out her books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. And Diana, you were talking about this this practice going back to Muhammad's time of using sexual predation as an instrument of terror and conquest. And we're seeing that in Europe now. Finish that thought, if you would.
Well, this is something straight from the Quran, the teachings of the Quran in terms of the status of women as captives, the booty that women become, the fatwa that ISIS recently delivered on how to regard women as booty and how to treat sexual concubines and so on. This all has Islamic roots. This is all scriptural. So we're watching these recycled motifs and it really commands of Islam taking place now as the Islamic populations reach critical mass. And in these cases, even though these numbers are large, they're still small fractions of these populations, but we are definitely into a new violent period that the media, that the elites cannot suppress. And that was kind of where I think we were on New Year's Eve with these events that were not just confined to Cologne. There were cities across Germany, into Austria, Sweden, elsewhere.
And there's no question that the perpetrators had among them, if not the preponderance of them, these migrants who've just been brought in. In fact, one famously declaimed to the police in Cologne, I believe, that when they were seeking to apprehend him, that you can't touch me. I'm a Syrian. Angela Merkel has invited me here.
Right. And she has. And that was your original question about what has she wrought. And in sum, this is a continuation of a period, a seismic period of change that these same elites seem to be thrilled with in their own way. And what I do compare it to is the fanaticism of the same kinds of elites 80 years ago who would look at the depredations of Stalin and Lenin and excuse it as necessary bloodlettings in order to get to that perfect utopian distribution of people and wealth and power.
Dinah, you're a huge fan, as am I, of Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, a man who has quite courageously stood up against these sorts of forces. He has written an open letter to his prime minister. His own party is apparently now ascendant in the polls in the Netherlands. What is your sense of what this suggests is happening to European politics more generally?
Well, these are positive, extremely positive developments, and it's really quite shocking and startling when you realize that Geert Wilders started literally as a party of one within the past decade. So it's a tremendous boon to see that he has actually now dominates the polls. Would that it were on election day that we would see his party as the leading party in Netherlands. On the other hand, he still would not, as I understand it, hold the political reins, you know, unless there's some horse trading that would enhance his power within the parliament. On the other hand, he is able to press the powers that be and certainly call them to account and call them to close borders and call them to do all these things in order to try to save his country. And I would say that the headlines we're getting out of Europe are not that dissimilar from events here or from what our own leadership foretells for us in terms of this same seismic kind of immigration, whether it's Islamic or other, whether it's coming up from South America or coming in from the Middle East. We are seeing the same patterns and the same impact and the same designs by these elites, and it does go across party lines.
Let me speak to that with you, because you've talked about this in a really fascinating way, Dinah. You've looked at the census data and the demographic transformation that's taking place in this country, and you came up with a stunning sort of metaphor for what this amounts to in terms of population growth and transformation. Talk a little bit about Los Angeles.
Yes, well, this was actually something that did come out of the wonderful Senator Jeff Sessions subcommittee in terms of looking at the impact of unchecked immigration as it now is taking place. And using census data, the subcommittee was able to compute the idea or get the idea across that every 3 years, we will see the equivalent of the population of the city of Los Angeles entering this country, which is an absolutely staggering concept of how many, I can't tell you off the top of my head how many millions that is, but are we looking at 10 million every 3 years, something like that, 8 to 10 million? The sense of it is that's so important to compute is that these are strangers. It doesn't matter what country they come from or what religion they are or what language they speak. They are different. They are strangers. And when you have such large masses of people coming in as foreigners, there can be no nation. There can only be accommodation of people who will need all kinds of services, all kinds of training, all kinds of welfare, etc.
I know you didn't mean literally, it doesn't matter. There can be overlaid on top of this a further complication, which you've written about extensively over the years at DianaWest.net and elsewhere, that, you know, if you have, in addition to that sheer demographic transformation of foreign-born people without our culture and values and so on, an insidious commitment to a doctrine that holds they must try to take us down as a country, which would be Sharia, that adds further to this dynamic. And I think what Geert Wilders is confronting now in Europe and standing up against, and others hopefully will be doing as well, is indeed here, needless to say. And your insights and leadership in these regards, Dinah West, is really appreciated, as is your visit with us each week. I look forward to doing so with you again on the occasion next week. Thanks so much, and keep up the terrific work you do at DianaWest.net. Please check out her work there, folks, as well as her books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Next up, Representative Ted Poe joins us. We'll talk about his impressions on the State of the Union and more right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.